Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dolphins trying to pay off a long drive, and it's caught back in the end zone. Touchdown, Darren Waller, his first as a Dolphin.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Chris Fowler with the call last night on ESPN. I will say, you know, people bang on the Fowler, Lou Reddick, Dan Orlovsky team. I thought they were pretty good last night. I thought Dan Orlovsky in particular did a really nice job on analysis. And something he said towards the end of the game I thought was really prescient as it concerns the Miami Dolphins moving forward. And what Orlovsky noted, and everyone think about this, right? Now that we know Tyreek Hill's done for the year and like he's more than likely played his last down as a Dolphin, like Dolphins are going to get out of that contract. And it sucks. I was just talking with Femi about this during the break. I've been saying before the season, I felt like the Dolphins were going to trade Tyreek Hill in season. Like felt like the season was not going to go well for Miami. They could have gotten out of the contract. Maybe the Chiefs would have been interested in bringing him back. The Steelers, Pittsburgh's in it, like a speed receiver on the outside to go with DK Metcalf. Now, obviously, all of that is off the table. And say what you want about Tyreek Hill. I think a lot of people say a lot of things. I don't know that you could have handled that, an injury like that, with more grace than he did. Like, literally laughing through the pain. It was pretty stunning, actually. Like, he's smiling on the ground, like his knee dislocated. His ligaments all got torn. And he's smiling on the field. So, again, like, that doesn't excuse at all some of the things he's been accused of throughout his career in the NFL. I'm not trying to say, wow, he's a great guy because he laughed after an injury, but, like, it does worth noting. I thought he handled it exceptionally well last night. He'll obviously miss the rest of the season. But back to Dan Orlovsky, who noted last night that the Dolphins, who generally run a bleep ton of plays out of shotgun, ran a lot of plays last night from under center. And maybe that's opponent-specific with the Jets, and they found something with the Jets running all those bootlegs, etc. I am fascinated and curious to see now how Mike McDaniel calls this offense without Tyreek Hill. I don't think Mike McDaniel's a great coach. The proof's in the pudding. He is a good offensive mind. He is. And if the Dolphins fired him, he'd be an offensive coordinator like immediately in the NFL next year. Like definitely. I'm really interested to see what this looks like. Are they going to lean more on the ground game? Like the line sucks? Like what are they going to do? Is Malik Washington going to take the Tyreek Hill role? Is D. Eskridge going to play more as a deep threat receiver? Like, I'm really interested as to what this is going to be. Moving forward for the Dolphins, at Carolina this week, 1.5-point road favorites. I think that point spread's just fine. My initial thought was, do we have to bet Carolina? Maybe. Honestly, like, maybe. I'm not there to click the button, but I think it's Panthers or nothing. Miami's win total now, the adjusted win total at BetMGM, is 5.5 and is used to the over minus 140. And I was thinking about it, like I'd like to make a case to maybe go under the total. I think week 16 is a big pivot here if you wanted to bet that. Miami's adjusted win total. They play the Bengals in week 16, and I'll get to them in a second. I strongly believe Joe Burrow's not coming back this season. So I think, like, if that's a win for Miami, they're probably going to get another 3 along the way this season. So I think that's a pass for me. I think the Dolphins are likely to finish 6-11, miss the playoffs, Mike McDaniel gets fired, and this was all a waste of time. You better you bet on this Tuesday. All right, Broncos, Bengals. Dolphins week 1 against the Colts. Falcons week 3 against the Panthers. And the Cincinnati Bengals last night against Denver. The 3 worst performances of this NFL season. The Cincinnati Bengals last night, and I acknowledge I can be prone to hyperbole. I think I'm self-aware enough to admit that, even when I'm being hyperbolic. I can be prone to hyperbole. None of what I'm about to say is dramatized or hyperbolic. The Cincinnati Bengals are pathetic. The Cincinnati Bengals have no hope. Field goal on the opening drive. Loser Zach Taylor. You want to talk, by the way, if anyone wants to, like when Joe Burrow's career is over, when we talk about the greatness of Joe Burrow, you might bring up, well, remember, wow, that LSU team in 19, one of the greatest college football teams ever. Almost won a Super Bowl, like after blowing his leg out the previous year. No. Almost won MVP and the team didn't even make the playoffs. No. The fact that he's done all of this, what he's done, with this boob, Zach Taylor, and Brian Callahan largely coaching him. Is he the greatest quarterback that's ever lived? To do what he's done with these two idiots? Am I being dramatic? Seriously. 4th and 2 for the Bengals inside the Broncos 10 to start the game. Like, you have to know you're outmanned. Do you go for it? No. Send out Evan McPherson. Great. 3-0. Do you cross midfield again the rest of the game? No. 9 first downs in a 60-minute football game. 3.7 yards per play for the Cincinnati Bengals. 11 penalties. They're toast. Find a fork. Any fork. Stick it in them sons of bitches. They done. I don't want to hear one person say, well, you could trade for Russell Wilson. Call the Falcons for Kirk Cousins. Maybe even forget about Russell Wilson. How about Jameis Winston for the Giants? At least Jameis would make this fun. No one is rescuing this team. It doesn't exist. Unless Joe Burrow magically comes back and he's not even going to save them. Because last year he couldn't save them. And we told you this whole offseason they weren't making the playoffs with Joe Burrow. Let's say they trade for Russell Wilson. Okay. The Bengals have a bottom 3 offensive line in the league they cannot protect. You can't protect. And the defense is still god-awful. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. They're pathetic. It's not hyperbole. It's not dramatic. They're terrible. They might be the worst. Great. So replace Jake Browning with Russell Wilson. Here's Russell Wilson behind an offensive line that can't protect, with a head coach who has been carried by Joe Burrow and no defense. That team's going to win games?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They're going to win with Kirk Cousins in this situation? No Joe Burrow, no chance. With Joe Burrow, pretty much no chance. They are really, really up against it. And this has got the opportunity here, and it's early in the season. This could spiral. And you're starting to see it. Two full games without Burrow, two absolute no-show embarrassments. And Ja'Marr Chase is furious throughout the game. Hell, Troy Aikman's furious throughout the game. I love Troy Aikman. I say all the time, him and Buck are the best. They're killing the officials for throwing all the flags. They're killing the Bengals for being unwatchable. You love it. Because he's saying what everyone else is thinking watching at home. The Cincinnati Bengals adjusted win total right now at BetMGM is 6.5. If you bet over, you need them to win 5 more games. How in the world is that happening? How's it happening? How are they winning 5 more games? If you wanted to construct an argument and say, well, stay afloat and Joe Burrow comes back. Let's say he's back like right at the first moment he can be back, early to mid-December. I think they're going to be so far out of it that he's not coming back. Why would you rush him back to play him? With this team, they stink. They have no hope. Like, and now you see what we said during the offseason. Could you imagine this team playing like the Bills? Or the Chiefs? I get it. Burrow stared down Josh Allen in the past. He stared down Patrick Mahomes in the past. They had functional defenses and functional offensive lines in those games. They have neither of those two things now. I love this under. Love that for the Bengals. 6.5 under? Yeah. They host the Detroit Lions on Sunday. From bad to worse. Oh, man. The number's 10. I mean, laying 10 on the road in the NFL is... I don't know if I want to do that, but... You know, what I will say is, for now... Our Survivor conversation this week... Might be really quick. Do we just take Detroit? Like, on what planet, on what, like, in what alternate, what multiverse where, like, Miles Morales is fighting Electro, or the Lions losing to the Bengals, to Jake Browning and Zach Taylor? Just saying. And, of course, Miles Morales, Tyler's cousin. Miles would be maybe number one in the crew rankings on You Better You Bet. Tyler's last. And just quickly on the Denver Broncos. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They destroyed a bad team. And the run game That's the best the run game's been since Sean Payton arrived in Denver. Get Tyler Bidet out of there. Get Jaleel McLaughlin out of there. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey both looked awesome. And Bo Nix had the one boneheaded interception in the red zone. Terrible throw. I thought Bo Nix was very good last night on Monday night. That's a good sign for Bo Nix. Denver's in Philadelphia this week, and everybody loves the Broncos. We going to go down to three? We'll talk about this next time. I got a real strong take on the Eagles. Can't believe that point spread. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi and I will start the hour talking to Odyssey Sports NFL insider, our friend, the great Mark Schlereth.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.